You may have been listening earlier this week when we brought you news from the Mornington Peninsula that the Mornington Shire wanted to introduce new bylaws to limit the use of what they call party houses, but by and large were homes being rented out for short-term stays through typically Airbnb, for instance. This was the Mayor of Mornington, Councillor Brian Payne.
Mornington Peninsula, like all resort areas, have got a real problem. Just next door to my place, we had this going on for 12 months. They just have parties all night, and you ring the police and nothing happens. We've had 87 complaints in the last 12 months about these particular properties.
The Councillor Brian Payne, the Mayor of Mornington Peninsula Shire, Airbnb have, of course, more than an interest in this, and Brent Thomas is the Head of Public Policy for Airbnb in Australia and New Zealand. Morning to you, Brent.
Good morning, John. How are you?
They're trying to do you over.
Well, you know, this is not uncommon when you get new inventions. You know, not that home sharing is new. People have stayed in other people's homes for hundreds of years, but doing so through a global platform is relatively new. You know, our company's about 9 or 10 years old. And, you know, when you look at other inventions like the VCR, the movie industry tried to stop that going into people's homes. They thought less people would go to the movies. We saw the same thing with the ATM machine. Some banks tried to resist that. And obviously the motor car is the classic. But, you know, John, we welcome regulations and we want to work with governments as long as those regulations are fair.
Well, there are none at the moment. So are you saying you'd be prepared to accept some?
Well, there are regulations, John. Recently in the last 18 months, we've partnered with the states of South Australia and Tasmania. They've got statewide planning.
We're in Victoria. You're talking to a Victorian audience in Melbourne at the moment, Brent. So there are no regulations. You're saying you would welcome some.
Well, John, again, that's not true. So in Victoria, there's an amendment currently before the Parliament seeking to amend the Owners Corporations Act to provide the toughest party house laws in Australia. Now, others say that they've gone too far. We stood up with the Victorian government and partnered with them because we want to be a responsible citizen. Bad behaviour on Airbnb is incredibly rare, but when it happens, we take it very seriously.
Did you just say you want to be a responsible citizen?
Well, we are a responsible citizen. The Victorian.
Well, you don't pay tax in Australia, do you?
Well, can I just finish the question you're asking me about?
Just said you want to be a responsible citizen. Do you pay any tax in Australia at all?
Well, John, can I answer the question you asked me first?
Well, we'll come back to it. Just deal with this one.
Sure. We pay all the tax that we're required to pay.
What tax do you pay?
In Australia and right around the world, we're a private company.
What tax do you pay?
John, we're a private company.
Yeah, I'm asking you what tax you pay. Because you said you want to be good corporate citizens. Those were your words. So what tax do you pay in Australia?
Well, I'm trying to answer the question. We're a private company.
Yeah.
Tax is paid on profits.
Yeah.
And most of our revenues go back into the company.
Your profits
to continue
are,
to grow
in which jurisdiction do you generate profit?
Well, John, as you know, we're a global platform. We're in every single country around the world apart from
which
three.
Which tax haven are you based in?
John, I don't accept the premise of your question. We're a global scale
company.
Well,
I don't care about the premise. Just answer the question. Which tax haven are you based in?
John, your producer told me I was coming on to talk about Mornington Peninsula and behaviour.
I'm sorry. Once you're on air, I guess it's up to me to ask the questions, not my producer. Which tax haven are you based in?
Well, our global headquarters are in San Francisco,
California. Where are you domiciled for tax purposes? Is it the Cayman Islands, the Channel Islands, Ireland, the Isle of Man? Which one?
I'm trying to finish my answer. Our global headquarters are in San Francisco, California.
Yeah, but where are you domiciled for tax purposes?
And then we've got a big operation in Dublin, in Ireland, like a lot of global companies do.
What, it's about 12% tax in Ireland or something, isn't it?
And then I personally work out of Sydney, but I'm always getting around to see hosts right around Australia and New Zealand. The Australians who are sharing their homes, John, with other people.
So, what taxes do you pay in Australia?
Well, John, I've answered the question that we're a private company.
You said you pay all the taxes you have to pay. So which ones are they?
Well, we're a privately held company and we don't disclose the number. I've tried to tell you that.
Well, you don't pay any company tax here, do you?
Well, that's not true. There's been a tax inquiry into this about multiple companies from the Senate, and if you read the Hansard,
you said you want to be a good corporate citizen, so tell me, what company tax do you pay?
Well, I've answered that question about 8 times, John. If you've got some
No, you haven't. You've evaded it 8 times, like you evade your taxes.
Well,
you
want
to be a good corporate citizen?
Disclose and pay. I'm sorry that's your perspective. There are laws in this country that require us to make... go on.
The bottom line is that companies like yours are predators and parasites, basically, Brent. You want the benefits of operating in a country like Australia, but you don't make a contribution and you make life hell for your neighbours.
Well, can I talk to you about tax, John? We've got more than 340 tax agreements with cities and jurisdictions around the world. And most, unlike traditional accommodation, where the revenues go entirely often to international companies, most of our revenues go to Australian people who share their homes and pay tax on that income.
And you collect a fee, and on that fee, you don't make any contribution back. You operate here. You don't, I mean, the people who pay the accommodation fees pay the GST. You don't. You don't pay company tax.
Well, they don't pay GST. They pay income tax.
But you make money out of Australia, and you don't put anything back.
Well, John, if I can just correct you, our hosts, there's a tax ruling. Our hosts are not required to pay GST if their revenue is less than, I think, $75,000 a year. But they do pay income tax, and obviously things like capital and land tax may also apply. And we communicate with all of our hosts every year to encourage them to pay their relevant income tax. But unlike big corporations that are, you know, running traditional accommodation, our revenues go overwhelmingly to Australian people who are sharing their homes, and that's money going back into the Australian economy, as is, by the way, the spending from guests who spend more and stay longer when they stay with Airbnbs.
Brent, you probably use Uber. Do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, and they're the same. I mean, they've just decided they'll call themselves disruptors, but in fact, all that your businesses do, both yours, Airbnb, and Uber, is you've just found a way of not having to operate with the same regulations as your competition. So you don't have to operate with all the overheads of the genuine accommodation industry, and Uber don't operate with the overheads of the taxi industry.
Well, John, you call it disruption. If you'd give me the opportunity to respond to that, first, we don't call ourselves a disruptor, but the second thing is, if you look at some of the international hotels that operate in Australia and look at their tax returns, there are entire years that some of those companies have paid zero tax.
And that's wrong,
too. That's the first thing. The second thing is, John, you look at the government grants from federal and state governments that go to the traditional accommodation sector, and they are handouts. They are contributions from taxpayers to the traditional accommodation sector, and our industry does not benefit from them. And you know what? Despite that, one in five Australian people now have an active Airbnb account because consumers and travellers are voting with their feet and they want to embrace the new economy. They want to stay in listings that are 76% outside of traditional accommodation areas. They want to live like a local. They want to go to local cafes, restaurants and even pubs. And they want to Australian people really live when they come to Australia, not necessarily in a traditional accommodation area. And I think that's terrific. That's terrific for people who are sharing their homes and making ends meet. And it's terrific for travellers who want to experience a different way of having a holiday or a business trip.
Well, look, it's going to be fascinating to see how far Mornington goes and whether or not, first of all, they get the laws in and then whether they're allowed to maintain them or whether they're overturned. I presume you'll be making your views known to the state government, will you?
Yeah, and John, we also met with the mayor this Wednesday. Right. We're trying to have a constructive dialogue with both the council and with state government. We do try and understand the unique needs of cities and states, and we want to have a dialogue that's constructive. So we're trying to do that.
If I was the Premier or the Prime Minister, I'd refuse to meet with companies that don't make a contribution through company tax to the infrastructure they try and make a living out of.
Okay.
I don't know why they meet with you when you don't contribute.
Well, I think one in five Australian people that are using us to share their homes or to travel with us or both, in many cases both, I think that's a sign that people are voting with their feet and want to embrace this form of travel, John.
Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Brent Thomas is the head of public policy at Airbnb in Australia and New Zealand, 7:07. Text messages, it's Friday morning. Can we have stories about puppies and kittens, please? Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.